Columbus. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." And now here we are, standing inside your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a well-built city. Its seamless walls cannot be breached. All the tribes of Israel, the Lord's people, make their pilgrimage here. They come to give thanks to the name of the Lord, as the law requires of Israel. Here stand the thrones where judgment is given, the thrones of the dynasty of David. Pray for peace in Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper. O Jerusalem, may there be peace within your walls and prosperity in your palaces. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, may you have peace. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek what is best for you, O Jerusalem. Amen.
Thank you to Shona for reading for us. A couple of years ago, we had a family holiday in the southwest of Ireland, near Dingle and then in Galway City. On our way from one to the other, we decided we wanted to stop to see a geological site known as the Burren. It's a rocky outcrop in the northwest tip of County Clare. It's big and it's dramatic, as these photographs show. We set off full of good intentions, despite the rain, intending to find the Burren. Now, depending on which definition of rocky outcrop you use, the Burren is classed as being between 97 square miles and 216 square miles. Have you any idea how big that is? To help, Glasgow City's official boundaries encompass 68 square miles. So we were looking for an area that was perhaps up to three times the size of Glasgow City. It's huge, enormous area. We had a paper map, not particularly detailed, but we did have one. We had a sat-nav in the car, and we had four of us in the car, each one with our phones, with a sat-nav on the phone. We were looking for something three times the size of Glasgow, and yet we couldn't find it. We lost all satellite connection. There was no connection, no signals due to the remote area. There was cloud cover that affected it as well. Our roadmap turned out to be insufficient. And our tempers shortened as the road got narrower. Our carload was not united in this search. And in that moment, we were a divided household as we disagreed over which road to take. We searched, and despite looking for this massive rocky outcrop, we found nothing. Our maps, even using our eyes to look into the distance, were insufficient to help us get to where we wanted to be. And to this day, we have not seen the Burren. It's actually still a pretty sensitive topic in our household. As Christians, we are pilgrims, and our life can be described as a journey towards Christ. We have God's word to guide us, and we do not rely on sat-navs, but rather we rely on God's spirit and God's word to take us and to guide us to where he wants us to be. Now, there's a songbook hidden deep within the book of the Psalms. They're known as the Psalms or the Songs of Ascent, and it goes from Psalm 121 through to Psalm 134. And we're going to be looking at some of them over coming weeks. But these 15 Psalms would likely have been sung by Hebrew pilgrims as they made their way to Jerusalem for the great festivals in the temple. Jerusalem is the highest city in the Palestine-Israel area, so everyone who went there spent much of their time on a long, slow, steady walk uphill. But it wasn't just a physical ascent, it's a spiritual climb too. The journey towards Jerusalem is a journey towards the Lord, a pilgrimage. And actually, each one of us, you and me, we are all on a pilgrimage as we follow Jesus. Our journey of faith is similar to those who made the pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And their songs can guide you and me. They can encourage you and me on our journey. Jerusalem is where the tribes of Israel go up to worship God. We are a tribe. We are a tribe of Jesus Christ. We are a group of people who know and love each other, and we seek to help each other move closer to Jesus. And we point others to Jesus too. The Church of Jesus Christ is made up of millions of different tribes all around the world, all throughout the nations, all making their way towards Jesus. So are you part of the tribe? Even after all this time, which must be about 4 months now, of us not managing to meet physically together, do you still feel part of the tribe? Are you still managing to maintain your relationship with the Lord and build relationships with others in the tribe? It's actually kind of easy to be part of the tribe when we all meet together. But in this strange online world that we now inhabit, it's not so straightforward. More effort needs to be taken to maintain relationship. And this is hard on all of us. But we are still the White Inch tribe, and we are still inching our way towards Jesus. And Psalm 122 tells us, the tribes climb the hill with a view to worshipping God in Jerusalem. That is what we are doing now on this day, on the Lord's Day, Sunday morning together. This is what we are doing. It is different from usual, but we are still worshipping the Lord. And I want to ask how you're getting on with that, how you're doing with that, how you're managing to engage on a Sunday morning, in particular, perhaps a Sunday morning. I've been on holidays for the last 2 weeks. And so I've had the opportunity to worship elsewhere on the Sundays, and that will have been online just like we do. And I want to admit to you now, it was hard. I found it hard to engage, and I was easily distracted. My mind would wander. My hand would tend to wander and pick up my phone all too easily. And how much harder would it have been if I'd had two young children, for example, running around distracting me as well. I confess, I find it hard to engage online. And I suspect I'm not alone. The Barna Group is a global movement, and they provide research and statistical analysis along with support and training for the churches. They excel at taking snapshots of the church and releasing that information quickly. And they've just released a survey on worship habits of believers during the COVID lockdown. They looked at practicing Christians and asked whether they had engaged with their church online in the last month or had they church hopped. One third of practicing Christians stated they hadn't attended their church worship online at all, nor had they church hopped. That is, no worship at all since lockdown, either in their own church or someone else's. One third. It's clear I'm not the only one who finds engaging online quite difficult. And so for those of you who have been struggling either today or over the last 4 months, we're all in the same boat. We are not alone in this. But this is the world we find ourselves in, and it's not going to change in any dramatic way for the near future, I don't think. If we are to encourage one another on the journey, we must do so very intentionally. And Sunday morning is just a small part of that. But we can improve. We can do things even with that. I know churches, lots of different tribes on this road to Jerusalem. But our ultimate aim is to be united in our adoration and our worship of Jesus Christ. And this is not just the White Inch tribe. As Revelation 7 says, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people and tongue, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. We unite in our worship. And actually, this morning, I would like us to unite in worship with our brothers and sisters in Christ all around the globe, every tribe, tongue and nation. And one of the ways that many churches do that, and have this sign of solidarity, common belief, is to state what we believe. And we can do that by speaking out the Apostles' Creed together. That is a statement of saying what Christians together believe. It dates way back to the early church, the early hundreds. It has a long tradition of being used in churches, although it's not hugely popular within the Presbyterian tradition. So what we're going to do now is we're going to hear the Apostles' Creed being said. And I encourage all of you to join in with the words and to declare these truths together.
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you. It was good to declare those truths together. Tribes can look very different from one another. But we believe in one Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We become one under Jesus Christ. We are united with each other and united with him. Now, for many of us, unity, ecumenical relations, if you like, looked like clan gathering or keswick or spring harvest, where you had thousands of us gathered under one tent, singing our heart out, a real strong sense of being united in the Holy Spirit. I can't even imagine that happening just at the moment in the world we live in. And it may indeed look different in the future. Maybe it will become more local, smaller gatherings. But I want to leave you with this. What tribe has the Lord placed you next to? Who might you join in with on occasions, mingle together on this journey towards Jerusalem? Who might you encourage and work alongside on the journey and the path? To return to the burren and my search for it, we must not resemble our divided carload of people who failed to find the burren. Instead, we must remain united. We must be united, both as the White Inch tribe and in our united worship with other churches. We must unite under the lordship and authority of Jesus Christ, all journeying together as we seek to draw closer to him. Amen. And now we pray for others. This is a responsive prayer, so I'm going to be reading the prayer out, and all being well in a couple of hours, I'm going to manage to get the words of the prayer written onto the screen. And what I would like you to do, I'd love you to do, is to join in with me, and where it's in bold, that you would join in. So let's pray together. Almighty God, we pray for those locked in circumstances beyond their control, restrained due to health, overcome by oppressors, and seeing no end to their captivity. May they discover hope buried in deepest suffering through Jesus Christ, who shared the weakness and despair of human life, yet gave even death a new outcome and brought resurrection from a closed tomb. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the church, for White Inch and all the tribes of Jesus Christ set in the world, journeying as pilgrims to show how people belong together and how your gifts are given to be shared. Grant that as we feel for the rejection and voicelessness of others, we may meet Christ in them and bear witness to his transforming love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the communities in which we live and work, for people under stress and unable to deal with their difficulties, for those who seek comfort in ways which bring no help, for all who are fearful. Give us grace to show by our concern and actions how each is loved and valued by you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we journey together towards Jerusalem, we give thanks especially for those who have walked this path before us, from the days of the temple till today, for those who have strengthened our weak faith, built up our trust in you, and by their lives have drawn us into the life of Christ, who died in weakness and reigns in glory. Amen. Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord. My final blessing to you this morning comes from the final three verses of Psalm 122. Excuse me, and I encourage you to look at them later and perhaps put your family name in and pray over your family using these words. Maybe, or you could pray for your city, for your nation, wherever you feel led. So let's pray. We pray for the peace of the White Inch tribe. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.